I'm Carly.
And I'm Brett.
And together we are Nutrient Junkies. As a busy working professional, I see food as, well, fuel. My cooking philosophy is that meals should be fast, simple, and efficient so I can avoid being
angry.
And I'm a holistic nutritionist and uncontrollable foodie.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, I love making wholesome, healthy meals.
Together, we take both of these culinary perspectives and demystify the fundamentals of nutrition, one ingredient at a time.
Let's eat!
So, Brett, what's on the menu today?
We're going to crunch and munch through the world of almonds.
Almonds, you say?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm on Instagram right now, and I'm looking through the hashtag almonds, and the number one hashtag at 2.7 million posts is almond nails.
Almond nails.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what it's supposed to mean. However, I have to admit, I'm thoroughly disappointed that it isn't just a bunch of folks gluing nuts to their hands.
Convenient snack saving for later.
Yeah, or if you're in the middle of cooking and you just want to add an extra pop of ingredient, I mean, you could just pop in your nail.
Just pop it off.
Right? That being said, there is hope because the next most popular hashtag at 1.9 million is almond milk. So yes. I feel like that's a little more on the right track. Mm-hmm. I'm actually very excited that we're talking about almonds today. I have often thought of almonds, you know, the California Raisins, the band?
Yeah.
The three little raisins with the saxophones and sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
I've always kind of thought my Carly California band would be three almonds playing the saxophone wearing sunglasses. What is the deal with almonds anyway?
Well, they are highly nutritious, first off. Our ancestors all around the world knew that fact as well.
How? How did they know?
Well, they ate it themselves and they felt fantastic.
Did you interview these folks?
I did.
Oh!
I did. I used my time machine, my almond time machine.
How do you activate this time machine?
Well, it takes a little bit of almond butter, a little bit of almond milk, mix it up into a delicious slurry.
And then you use it as the fuel?
Correct. We drink it.
Only the folks that are going back in time drink
Correct.
It.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
And then the almond band serenades us back in time.
Transports us. And our time machine has brought us to ancient Greece.
We arrive in late January, early February, when the almond trees are in blossom. In ancient Greece, these are the first trees to blossom, which gives them their mystery of life and rebirth in the early spring. Yeah. Now, we're running out of time.
Oh no.
Here we are, back in the year 2022, and we see almond trees not only in Greece, but in all over the Mediterranean, all over Northern Africa, and even in California. During the time of the Silk Road travels, the Grecians, the Northern Africans, the Egyptians, and the like, almonds were distributed all throughout.
But why?
Trade.
Trade.
It's a commodity, it's a food, it's a good, nutritious food that had been eaten for thousands of years before then, and it was valuable.
So were there any medicinal properties at the time? Or was it just traded as a food?
Mostly just traded as a food.
I see.
Yes. But we make it to the 1700s. And we have Spanish explorers traveling to the Americas. Up until the 1700s, almonds had been grown in Northern Africa, the Mediterranean area, because of the climate. When we reached the 1700s, Spanish explorers, they brought the almond trees overseas to California. But it took 200 years and several attempts for farmers in California to figure out how to make these crops grow.
I've been growing this nut for 200 years!
Part of that trick is lots and lots of water, which we'll touch on later.
So it needed to be beside Niagara Falls, essentially, in order for almonds to thrive?
If we had the heat for it, I bet you almonds would definitely thrive in the Niagara region. But through those thousands of years of almond growth and trade and consumption, we have always respected the blossoms. And you see in the late 1800s, Van Gogh painted the famous almond blossom painting. And they are beautiful and they do still represent spring and rebirth. And nowadays, now that that the Californian farmers have figured out how to plant them. They are only second to grapes crop acreage and number one in crop exports of the state of California.
So what are the strengths and weaknesses of having almonds? Why should we be eating almonds? Should we be eating almonds? Should we have a band called the Carlifornia Almonds?
Oh, that's clearly the right choice.
I see.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. But almonds are fantastic, as our ancient ancestors knew it intuitively. Now we know that almonds are high in calories, so they're high in fuel.
Mm-hmm.
They are 60% fats split between monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fat are known as the quote-unquote healthy fat. They are the omega-3s, the omega-6s, omega-9s, and those are the fats that help our cells function and reduce inflammation and provide good nurturing to our body, as opposed to saturated fats, which provide a lot of structure and rigidity to our life.
And you're saying that almonds are not only high in calories, they are 60% fat of the good monounsaturated and the good polyunsaturated fats?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, with those in mind, those fats are more fragile.
Okay.
Saturated fats are very hearty. They can stand heat. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats can't stand a lot of heat. If you heat them, they will go rancid. They oxidize quickly.
So even roasted almonds are no good?
Correct.
What?
Yes. Roasted, salted, tamarind flavored almonds should be eaten in moderation or avoided.
Really?
Yes.
That's so heartbreaking.
I know, they're delicious, but yes, the fats inside are very sensitive. Raw, unsalted, unroasted almonds are the most beneficial way to go.
Wow. Okay, and then how many almonds should we be eating, like, on a daily basis, give or take?
So you only need about a handful of them to get 100 calories, mm-hmm. which is a kind of a hot button. Only 100 calorie snacks. You could eat one of those 100 calorie snack bars, or you could have a handful of almonds.
I feel like the handful of almonds might be more cost-effective, no?
Cost-effective, planet-effective, lots more effective.
Is there anything else we can consider to be a benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. They have fiber, as practically all plant foods do. They have a good amount of vitamin E, as most seeds do, as well as some good minerals like potassium, magnesium, and calcium, iron, zinc.
I had no idea. So almonds, when eaten raw, can make a great snack to make you feel relatively full, and you don't need to eat a lot of them, but they're also healthy for you then?
As our ancestors have taught us, absolutely. Almonds are healthy for us. There's one thing you can do to optimize the almond nutrition, and that's to soak them in water overnight. The almonds, when they're dried, not dry roasted, just dried raw almonds, they are in a form of stasis where they hold on to their nutrients tightly, and you can eat them and you can get some of the nutrition out of them. But if you soak them in water, there's enzymes inside that kind of let the vitamin E and the minerals and everything be free a little bit, so that when you eat them after they've soaked, you get the most nutrients out of it as you can.
Wouldn't they be slimy after you've soaked them?
No, no. It's just overnight, one night, and then you can eat them. They actually taste a little bit sweeter. Just don't soak them for too long, because then they could become slimy.
So I want to share with our audience something that Brett did when we first moved in together. Brett wanted to soak a bunch of almonds just to increase that nutritional level, as we were just talking about. And I go into the kitchen one day and I thought, did Brett buy some cheese? And you hadn't. It was the almonds. They had started to ferment because you left them soaking for too long.
Yes. I think they were soaking for 3 or 4 days at that point.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they smelled like feet.
So what is the optimal amount of time you would actually want to soak your almonds?
12 hours.
12 hours, not 3 to 4 days,
yes,
as per your weird nut cheese experiment.
I was trying to make nut cheese.
Is there anything not so great about almonds?
Yeah, so those unsaturated fat, they are very important and they do play important roles. However, the omega-6 fats, which these are highest in of the 3, 6, and 9, are inflammatory. When we have a diet higher in omega-6 fats and lower in omega-3 fats, we are susceptible to more inflammation. That is to say that there aren't benefits to eating these, as we have been doing for generations. But they are also, another weakness is that they are low in most other vitamins. So they are definitely a good thing to eat, but paired with other nutritious, nutrient-dense food.
Okay, so it's very high in omega-6, which is an inflammatory type of omega. Mm-hmm. In order to balance that, we would want to eat almonds with an omega-3, I would assume, mm-hmm. right?
Well, if you want your snack to be nuts, walnuts are a fantastic source of omega-3s, as opposed to omega-6s.
Oh, cool. So yeah. You could just make a walnut-almond trail mix, essentially.
Absolutely.
And it would be a nice balanced meal. That's great. So are there any folks other than those with nut allergies that wouldn't necessarily benefit from eating almonds on a regular basis, or are they good for everybody?
Barring the allergy issue, anybody suffering from highly inflammatory conditions like arthritis might want to limit their intake or just make sure that you are going above and beyond with the omega-3s to balance it out, because there are some real benefits to eating them, even though you may have an inflammatory response. In 2011, researchers at the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Toronto were researching the effects of almonds on bone density.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they were looking at the effects of, would a meal containing almonds help increase bone density, or at least stem the loss of bone density?
Okay.
They had two groups, one that consumed almonds in a meal. They had about 50 almonds worth, which sounds like a lot, but it could be a good helping of almond butter. And another group that had no almonds. They tested their blood for the markers that showed whether or not the cells that were breaking down bone were active. And the group that ate the almonds had a 20% reduction in those markers. They were finding that is a promising addition to anybody that is looking to increase their bone density, or at least not lose their current bone density.
So what you're saying is people with bone density issues such as osteoporosis could potentially benefit from having a handful of almonds every day with their meals?
Absolutely.
Is there anything else we can consider to be a benefit to almonds?
Yeah. In 2007, researchers at Purdue University were taking a look at the effects of almonds on body weight, and they replaced up to 1,400 calories of people's everyday diets with almonds.
That's a lot of almonds.
It's a lot of almonds. They wanted to see, because it is such a high-fat food, whether or not these participants would gain weight after 10 weeks of eating a copious amount of almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also monitored them for another 10 weeks just with their regular eating habits, and they did not actually find that, even though they were eating so much fat, that they gained or lost any significant amount of weight. They did, however, find a significant benefit in all of the participants' cardiovascular health, so meaning that after eating all of this copious amounts of almonds, their risk of heart attack and stroke and the like were reduced.
I think it might be important to state that not all almond butters are created equally. Is that correct?
Apt. Yeah, that's great insight on your part. So if you turn around the jar of almond butter and you see that the ingredient is almonds, you're good. If you see that in the ingredients there are sugars and oils and additives, you may want to steer clear of that.
If it says dry roasted almonds on the back versus raw almonds, we would likely want to steer clear of that as well, right?
Ideally, yes. If you're lucky enough to have a bulk store that carries raw almonds with a fresh grinder, that's your best ticket right there. You can control the crunchiness, you can control the smoothness, you can get fresh raw almond butter as you need.
It's time recipes for easy cooking.
Give me your best recipe that you can make with almonds in under 10 minutes, and don't you dare just say a handful of raw almonds.
We're gonna make some almond butter energy balls.
That's actually very exciting and one of my favorite foods.
So this is among the easiest, fastest ways that you can prepare food for a couple of days. They keep pretty well in the fridge, and literally all you gotta do is take almond butter,
mm-hmm.
coconut flour, flaxseed, your sweetener of choice, and I like to add spices, so we'll put a little bit of cinnamon in there. Then you take your ingredients, pop them in a bowl, give everything a good mix until until they're evenly distributed, and then take about a tablespoon's worth of batter, maybe walnut size, roll them into balls, and you can stick them on a plate. You can put them in cute little paper cups. You're done.
Amazing. So you're not even using a food processor or anything. You're just mixing it all up in a bowl. I love that. I cannot tell you how much I love that. Although I do think for folks that do want that mixed distribution a little better, and if they aren't adverse to cleaning dishes in the way that I am, I do think maybe of putting it in a food processor might be the way to go.
I prefer the down and dirty version where you just stick your hands in there and get messy and feel your food, get intimate with your food, and mix it all up. That's the best way.
Brett likes having spiritual experiences when he's in the kitchen. Okay, so out of 10, I would rate this recipe an 8 because you didn't include chocolate.
You could certainly sprinkle some chocolate on top. You could add it to the mix. You could put chocolate chips. These are so customizable. I think an 8 is a very good rating.
I also think you could do matcha inside as well. Yeah,
put some spirulina in there if you're feeling adventurous.
No. So to close this up, any last words? Is this part of the Dirty Dozen?
Almonds are not part of the Dirty Dozen. However, it is good to be mindful of the sheer amount of water that is necessary to grow them. They are, of course, exported from California, so that also adds to their carbon footprint.
And drought.
And drought, absolutely. There's a lot of farming practices that could be adjusted, and we do know that you can replace up to 1,400 calories worth of almonds into your diet, but we also don't need that much. So having the handful of almonds as a snack.
Yeah, I think that's really good, sound advice. And also, you know, if you want to enhance your almond intake, remember there's walnuts. I look forward to eating those energy balls because if my nose is correct, I believe there's some in the kitchen right now.
Absolutely.
For everyone at home, if you want to try and make your own almond butter energy balls, we would love to see you implement Brett's recipe or make some twists and adjustments on your own.
Love that.
Yes. So if you want to tag us at Nutrient Junkies on Instagram or use the hashtag Nutrient Junkies, we will happily repost. Also, Brett is a holistic nutritionist, so if you are looking for some nutrition protocols or advice on how to best implement your healthiest self through diet, please send him a DM and he'll be able to put together a protocol for you. Until then, junkies, eat well!